Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda, Chapter 1, Text 196. Mahaprabhu is preaching. His mother, he's preaching to his mother. Everybody has to watch out. Everybody really has to watch out in Navadvip because Lord Chaitanya is on fire. He's not going to spare anyone. Anybody he sees, he's going to preach to them. He's like a fanatic bhakta. And when the guy first joins ISKCON, he thinks he found the El Dorado. He found the way, the truth, and the light. And he goes out and tells, "Hey, this is it! Chanare Krishna!" He goes out in the streets and grabs anybody. The postman comes to the temple to give some letters and give the lecture bill. "Hey, sir, do you know about Krishna? Sit down." "Okay, buddy, leave me alone. I haven't come to this temple for 15 years. You know, I know about this Hare Krishna stuff. I'm a Christian. Leave me alone." So he's got this newfound treasure. He wants to give it to the world. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in that mood. So his mother said, "So what did you study today? What did you teach today?" So then he goes into a tirade about, all these shastras are bogus and this and that. They don't tell about Krishna. Yasmin shastre purani bha hari bhaktir najisyate shrotavyam navatat shastram jari brahma swayam vaidet. He's quoting a shloka, actually. It doesn't say where it's from, but it's a particular shloka. "One should never hear a scripture or a purana that does not prominently describe the devotional service of Hari, even if it is spoken by Brahma." So there are different puranas spoken by different rishis and progenitors and mahajans. There's Brahma Puran spoken by Brahma. But if in that purana there's not descriptions of bhakti, then Lord Chaitanya is saying you should avoid it. Chandala chandala nahi jari Krishna bale vipra vipra nahi jari asat patte chale. A chandala is not a chandal if he chants the name of Krishna. And a Brahman is not a Brahman if he engages in sinful activities. Siddhanta Saraswati has a long purport, which is kind of a summary of Brahmano hi Vaishnava. It's about a 5-page purport, all about basically how the gist of it is. Even if a devotee of Krishna Bhakta, is born in a family of dog eaters, chandala, because they're less than shudra, he is actually the topmost Brahman. According to Shastra, an atheist who is sinful and devoid of devotion to Krishna, though born in a Brahman family, is certainly a dog eater. Seeing either of them, according to ordinary caste consideration, is prohibited. Their varna should be ascertained according to their taste, occupation, nature, or symptoms. This is the intention and conclusion of all scriptures, beginning with the Shrutis, Smritis, Puranas, Itihasas, and Pancharatras. Kapiler bhave prabhu jana nirastan jay kahila tai prabhu kahaye ekan. Whenever Lord whatever the Lord as Kapila had previously instructed his mother, Vishwambar now instructed to his mother again in the same mood. Because we understand from the Shastras and from the practical example of his life that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a Sarva Avatari. He's Purna Bhagavan. He is the complete. He is Swayam Bhagavan, as Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, the original form of Godhead, the source of all other forms of Godhead, all the other avatars and forms of the Purusha avatars and forms of Godhead and incarnations are all contained within Krishna, and they all expand from him. In the same way, all the avatars and incarnations and Manvantara, Leela avatar, everyone is within the body of Lord Chaitanya. And in his different pastimes in Mayapur, especially he showed his Ram Roop, his Narayan Roop, his Sadbhuj Roop, so many Roops he showed. So now, before his mother, Shachi, he is displaying his Kapila Roop, Kapila Muni. Kapila Muni was the son of Devahuti and Kardava Muni, I believe. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is taking the mood of Kapila, and Mother Shachi is adopting the mood of Devahuti, the mother of Kapila. And he's going to give the exact same teachings that are given in the third canto of Bhagavatam, canto 3, chapter 25, verses 7 through 44, which is all about, I guess you could say, jiva tattva or karma, I guess it's karma tattva, the five subjects of Gita, five subjects of Bhagavad Gita are Ishvara tattva, jiva tattva, karma tattva, prakriti tattva, and kala tattva, time and material energy and activities or karma and the jiva. So here he's talking about the jiva. So what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati has done is in the purport, he's included verse by verse from the Bhagavatam, which we won't speak. But the whole Kapila Shiksha, directly from Bhagavatam, third canto, is also included in the purport. But we'll read the actual verses Mahaprabhu spoke in Bengali. Basically, it's a Bengali version of the Sanskrit of Kapila Muni. Kapila Muni spoke in Sanskrit to his mother because his mother was a Sanskritist. She understood. There was a language years ago, Sanskrit. That was quite a few years ago, maybe a few million years ago. Kapila spoke to Devahuti. But when Mahaprabhu came in the other part of the spiritual world, either they speak Sanskrit. There's three languages in the spiritual world. There's Sanskrit, it's called Devanagari. There's Brajbhash, and there's Navadvipa Bhasha. Navadvipa Bhasha and Brajbhasha and Sanskrit. And so these are the languages spoken. In Vaikuntha, they speak Sanskrit. And in Braj, they speak Brajbhash. Rajbhasha. And then in Navadvipa they speak Navadvipa Bhasha, which is something like Bengali, very similar to Bengali, but it's Shud, is what they call Shud Bengali. It's people that speak Bengali now, if they go there, they may have a hard time actually communicating with Mahaprabhu. Sometimes they think, oh, we're speaking Mahaprabhu's language, but it's not exactly correct. But it's certainly a lot closer than English. It's very similar. Kapilera. There's no English. No, I'm sorry for that. That's a great loss for us. But there's no Hindi either. Yeah, there's one language school there. Yeah, there's a language school there. It's Barsana Language School. Because when you take birth in a womb of a gopi in Barsana, then there's one school. Ramesh Baba is running that school there. And when you go to the spiritual world, Ramesh Baba will have his school there. And you can study Brajbhasa there. Because he has a school right now in Barsana.
There are the schools also like
I mean, I was only joking about language school, but but as far as learning the different arts, there's 64 kalas. And they're mentioned in Brahma Samhita in one purport. There's 64 kalas and there's 64 arts. So all the sakis, they're fully conversant with these 64 arts. So that's part of the training. There is training. I don't know. It's more like the old style schools. The old style schools, even today in India, the school is under a tree. The old style schools just sit under a tree. So when you go to Braj in Boma Vrindavan, we will actually learn about the 64 arts from different mantris, Chitra Sakhi and Lita Sakhi and Vishaka Sakhi. But they will train us, and the classrooms will be caves of Govardhan, Kandara. Caves of Govardhan and caves in Barsana. There's many caves there. Gavarvan. Gavarman means caves. There are many caves there, and they'll take us in this kunj or that kunj or in this cave or that cave, and they'll teach us singing and different things, arts that we'll learn there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur reveals this in some of his bhajans in Gita Mala. So there will be some type of training, but not exactly a language school or whatever. Shuna Shuna Mata, Krishna Bhaktira Prabhav, Sarva Bhave Kara Mata, Krishna Anurag. Listen, listen, mother, of the influence of Krishna Bhakti. Krishna Seva Kara Mata, Kabu Nayinash Kala Chakra Dharaya Dekhiya Krishna Das Garva Vase Jata Duka Janmeva Maran Krishnera Sevaka Mata Kichui Najan. Oh, mother, please hear the glories of devotional service to Krishna. Be attached to Krishna in all respects. O mother, the servants of Krishna are never destroyed. Krishna sevak kabu nahi nash. Kabu nahi nash. The servants of Krishna are never destroyed. The sevaks, Krishna sevaks. Even the wheel of time is frightened by the sight of Krishna's devotees. Kala chakra daraya dekhiya Krishna das. O mother, Krishna's servants do not undergo the tribulations of residing in a womb, taking birth or dying. Garbhavas. Garbhavase jata dukkha janme na maran. Right? No janma, no maran. No birth, no death. And the dukkha, they don't see the garbhavas. Krishnair sevak mata kichui na jani. They don't know. They don't see it. They don't know it. They don't see it. So, a small portion of the purport by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. One who worships Krishna is not subjected, like conditioned souls, to birth, sustenance, and death, which are the effects of the material time factor. Actually, the devotees of the Lord are never vanquished by the influence of time. They lead a life of devotional service and eternally engage in the service of Hari, the formidable wheel of time, which brings about birth, sustenance, and death to everyone, including the devas, is frightened by seeing the influence of a devotee's devotional service. The formidable wheel of time forces the conditioned souls or persons who are averse to Krishna to wander through various species of life. It forces them to take birth and eventually kills them. But since the devotees of the Lord are eternal, spiritual, and self-realized, such a formidable wheel of time cannot touch them. Rather, the wheel of time follows the devotees like an obedient servant. That's very nice. How may I serve you? Dasosmi. Jagatera Pita Krishna, Jena Bhaje Bhap, Pitri Drohi Patakira Janma Janmatap. Krishna is the father of the entire universe, and anyone who does not respect his father is rebellious and sinful, and therefore subjected to miseries, the miseries birth after birth, subjected to miseries birth after birth. Patakira Janma Janmatap. There's very nice purports here. If anyone has Chaitanya Bhagavat, they're very sobering purports because they're all about this material conditioning and the general plight of the conditioned souls. Very well put. Chittadiya Shunamata Jivera Jagati Krishna Bhajile Paya Yateka Durgati. Dear Mother, please hear attentively about the destination of the individual soul and the volume of distress he suffers by not worshipping Krishna. Krishna Nabhajile. Krishna Nabhajile. Yateki Durgati. He goes to a difficult place. Maria Maria Puna Paya Garbhavas Sarva Ange Haya Purva Papera Prakash. Prakash. The living entity repeatedly dies and suffers the miseries of confinement within the womb. Maria, Maria, Puna, is death after death, repeated death. The reactions to his sinful activities manifest in every one of his limbs. Sarva, Anga, Haya, Purva, Papera, Purva, Pap. His previous Pap manifests in every single one of his limbs. Interesting. And in the purport, you get the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. The 7-page purport. It was 50 verses or 40 verses from the third canto. So you get a good dose here of preaching. You get two in one. You get two for the price of one. When you read the Chaitanya Bhagavat, you also get the Srimad Bhagavatam, because Veda Vyas wrote both of them. He appeared 500 years ago as Vrindavan Das Thakur to write the Chaitanya Bhagavat. And he appeared 5,000 years ago as Vedavyas to write the Srimad Bhagavatam. So the teachings of, and there, the whole double-barreled teachings are in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. So if you wanted to get a full dose of getting free from this material misconceptions about this conditional life, you read this Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda verses 180 to 220, and it's a really sober you up to some extent. Yeah, very supportive Bhagavatam everywhere there. But here in the purport, I mean, that's actually part and parcel of the book itself, Chaitanya Charitamrita. But this Chaitanya Bhagavat, I mean, Krishna's Kaviraj, who wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita, he's including so many Srimad Bhagavatam quotations. Whereas Chaitanya Bhagavat doesn't have so many quotations, some from Srimad Bhagavatam, but the purports by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati are extensive. As I said, there's 7 pages in the purport where he's imported the entire Srimad Bhagavatam and mixed it here. So then you get a double dose. You hear all of Lord Chaitanya giving all Kapila's teachings, and you read the purport and you hear all Kapila giving his own teachings, and you really get tom, 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 tom. Okay, all right. You get really slapped up and beat up with the philosophy. You get beat up with this philosophy. Really good. Double beating. Kapila beats you over the head, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu beats you over the head. And hopefully after that beating, you'll realize, I am not the body. I am Krishna's eternal servant. And I don't want to take another birth. Katu amla lavana janani jatakai ange giya lagitara mahamohapai. All the bitter, sour, and salty preparations. Now he starts to get into the duke inside the womb. The fetal miseries, the blues, the baby blues, the blues for the baby in the womb. All the bitter, sour, and salty preparations that the mother eats creates great inconvenience to the body of the child within the womb. Mamsamaya anga krimi kule bherikai guchaite nahi shakti maraya dwalai. The worms inside the mother's stomach bite the tender flesh of the child. Yet unable to drive them away, the child continually burns with pain. Nadite na pare tapta panjarera maje tabe prana rahi bhavit tavyatara kaje. Being encased within the hot ribs of the mother, the child cannot move, yet he survives by the arrangement of providence. It's an interesting tale here. Ko nati patakira janma nahi hai garbe garbe hai apuna utpatti pralai. Some most sinful persons do not even take birth. They repeatedly enter and die in womb after womb. Shuna shuna mata jiva tatvera samstan satama se jivera garbete hai agyan. O mother, please hear attentively about the fate of the living entity. At the end of 7 months, the living entity develops consciousness. He becomes aware. He can actually hear. After 7 months in the womb, it's told the baby can hear. So because of this, generally higher class pious people, they will always have some sound vibration going on in the house. The recitation of Bhagavatam, or they will read the Bhagavatam out loud, or play cassettes of kirtan, or because the child in the womb will hear that, and it will actually shape his consciousness and will mold his consciousness and impart some bhakti sanskaras into his consciousness. Beginning at the age of 7, he's beginning his practice of bhakti by shravanam. Not too much kirtan, but shravanam, baby kirtan is not going on. But he's actually hearing, so he's getting purified. He's actually getting some drops of bhakti coming inside, even at 7 months. So that's what happened with Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was in the womb of Kayadu. And was it Kayadu? I think it was the wife of Hiranyakashipu Kayadu. And then the demigods arrested her because Hiranyakashipu had gone to the mountains to do severe austerities to get tapabalam. So with that strength, that power, he was going to use to topple all the demigods and ascend to the throne. So they're rather frightened. So they couldn't do much about him because he was absorbed in his austerities, and they couldn't touch him. But they thought, heir apparent. What do they call it? There's a term for that. The next king, what's he called? The baby, the prince, what's he called? The Yuvaraj. Here's the Yuvaraj, the Hiranyakashipu's dynasty, Prahlad. So let's kill the mother and kill him. So they arrested the mother. The demigods arrested Kayu to kill her. And Narada Muni said, wait. Give this lady to me. I'll take her to my ashram. I'm going to speak the Bhagavatam. So she was 7 months old at the time. She was 7 months pregnant at the time. So Prahlad Maharaj, he was inside the womb. And then so Narada Muni was speaking Bhagavatam every day. So Prahlad heard the Bhagavatam. So he came out, of course, as a great devotee, Bhakta Prahlad.
Takkane se smariya kare anutap stuti kare krishnere chadiya gana swas.
He says, at 7 months old, the baby in the womb remembers his previous sinful activities. And he repents. He sighs deeply and offers prayers to Krishna. This is the prayers of the baby in the womb. Now, what scientist can give this type of knowledge? This can only come from Shastra. If you want to know who your father is, you have to ask your mother. If your mother, your father runs away or something when you're 1 month old and disappears, and you grow up and you say, oh, I have a father. Yes, I have a father. Who can you ask? There's no way you can investigate or do experiment to find out where your father is or who he is. You can only ask your mother is the only authority as who's your father. So Veda is called Veda Mata, the mother. So mother knows things that child doesn't know. She can identify the father. So father here means knowledge. So the mother Vedas can reveal knowledge that we can't find on our own. Just as the baby can't find his father on his own. He can't figure out. Otherwise, how do you find your father? You go up to 5 billion people in the world and say, are you my father? No. Are you my father? Yeah. You have to go to every single man in the world and ask him, are you my father? It'll take a while, no? Do you have the money to travel to China and Peru and everywhere and go to Mexico and ask every Mexican? And you have to learn all the languages of every country to ask somebody. You have to learn Spanish. When you go to Spain, you have to ask them in Spanish, are you my father? And you have to learn Hindi. So you might as well say it's impossible. The easy way is say, oh, mom, who's my father? Oh, your father, that bum, that guy that rascally ran away. He's living in Noida, Sector 27, with his mother. Acha. Yeah, you can go see him. So then she goes there, hello, are you my father? Oh, yeah, I'm your father. This is it. Settled up in a half hour. So the same way, we want to know. We have a question. We are a baby. In terms of knowledge, we are an infant. We are a baby. We don't know. We don't know anything. What's it like inside the womb? Can you tell me, Mr. Scientist? What does a child feel? What does he think? What happens? I don't know. I can show you pictures. I can show you some glass bottles in the laboratory. Here's a fetus at 1 month old. Here's a fetus at 1 week. Here's at 2 weeks. You go to the medical school. They show you this, right? They have all these fetuses because they're always expert at pulling them out and aborting babies. So they have a whole display in glass jars. 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks. You can see the whole thing in a medical hospital. You can see an eight-month-old fetus, a seven-month, and everything. And you see all the development. It looks like a little tadpole. It means baby frog before it's a frog. And then it develops. So they can tell that much. They say, well, is the baby praying inside the womb? Oh, what's this? I don't know. The scientists can't. So when the baby has this question, he has to ask the mother. Who is the mother? Veda Mata. So then the Veda Mata can solve the problems, can give the knowledge. So father here represents knowledge. As a mother tells the baby who the father is, so the Veda Mata, one of the seven mothers is Veda. Veda Mata tells who the father is, what the father is. Father means knowledge. Whatever you want to know, look in the Veda. Veda means knowledge. So now Lord Chaitanya is telling that he prays. Now he's telling what he prays. This is the prayer. This is what the kids are praying in the womb. Raksha Krishna Jagat Jivera Prananath Toma Bhaya Dukha Jiva Nive Devi Dive Kat. O Krishna, O life and soul of the universe, Jagat Jivera Prananath, please protect me. Other than you, to whom can a living entity submit his sorrows? Toma Bhaya Dukha. This is ancient Bengali. The word kata, the ancient Bengali words kuta, kota, kati, kata, come from the Sanskrit word kutra, means where, whom, with whom, at whose place. So this again, as we were mentioning, the Navadvipa Bhasha that Lord Chaitanya is speaking, which is apparently here also mentioned, is not exactly modern day vernacular Bengali. Then there's a whole series of prayers. We'll read this one more, then we'll turn the page. So the baby apparently has a good selection of prayers in his pocket. So at 7 months old, the baby starts reciting his whole repertoire of prayers. He has quite a few songs to sing. Not just one song, he has a few hit songs. And he sings, and that's another one. So the Mother Veda, Mother Chaitanya Bhagavat is Veda. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking, telling what the baby's praying. Jai Karaye Bandi Prabhu Chadaya Seise Sahaja Mritere Prabhu Mayakara Kise. O Lord, one who binds someone can alone set him free. Therefore, O Lord, why do you deceive one? Why do you deceive one? O Lord, therefore, Lord, why do you deceive one is dead by nature? Why do you deceive one who is dead by nature? I guess there's some editing required. At any rate, he's praying here that I'm bound. Now, only I'm bound over here in this womb. Only you can set me free. So we'll continue there tomorrow. You can't read that in any science book. I study a lot of science books in college, right? And I study biology and all these things, and reproduction, all this stuff in medical school. But I never came across these descriptions. A baby praying unconscious. It's pretty extraordinary. Do you remember? No, I don't remember. We don't even remember that we were in the womb. Is it? Anybody has a recollection that we were inside someone's womb? I doubt it. If you did, you'd be pretty frightened. So that's why we're being reminded. We were there. You were there. You were there. Alumni, 1971, Assam High School. You were there. So it's like Lord Chaitanya is telling everyone, you were there, you were there, do not, you were there, you were doing this. No, me? No, not me. I was laid back, man. I was in the womb, I was relaxed. I wasn't into this praying thing, that wasn't me, not me. I wasn't doing any of this prayer stuff. I'm an atheist, why should I pray? It's quite amazing if you actually believe it and actually accept it. Of course, that's another question, but that this is really true and really babies do like that.